Hi there, this is Mike Adams, the creator of the Just Say No to GMO song, which was a lot of fun. Hope you enjoyed that. And I'm here to talk to you about the importance of this issue, genetically modified foods, in our food supply. Very dangerous issue. And I'm also here to ask for your support for the Institute for Responsible Technology. This is the nonprofit of which Jeffrey Smith is the executive director. And of course, that's what I was singing about in this song, Just Say No to GMO. Jeffrey was kind enough to let us use his voice, sort of make him rap out in the song a little bit. I was using a voice recording from an interview I did with him for that. And he also let us use some photos for the music video. So we were able to put it together with the help of the Institute for Responsible Technology. Now, in addition to creating this song, which was, of course, just a volunteer effort, you know, much of what we do these days on the front lines of natural health and health freedom and food safety is a volunteer effort. And this song is no different. You probably noticed we're giving it away for free. And I like to do that. It's all non-copy protected MP3 files. You can download them, play them on your iPod or any MP3 player or your Mac or your PC. And in addition to creating this song, which was a lot of fun, by the way, I really enjoy doing it. In addition to that, I've pledged $10,000 to the Institute for Responsible Technology as a matching funds donation. So if you and other Natural News readers would be kind enough to make your own donations, I will match those up to $10,000 so that we can raise $20,000 for the IRT. That's, again, the Institute for Responsible Technology. Now, why am I doing that, and why is that important? Why does this matter? Well, look, no one's really fighting for your health in the government. The FDA is not protecting you, not protecting consumers. The FDA is protecting the interests of the drug companies. And the USDA, it seems, is protecting the interests of the food industry and not protecting your interests. In fact, if you go around the government, whether you look at the FTC or the DEA even, from one group to another, the CDC, another classic example, most of these organizations are really about protecting their vested interests, not about protecting you, the consumer, or the citizen. So if the FDA isn't doing its job to create and defend a safe food supply, well, who's doing it? The answer is people like Jeffrey Smith at the IRT, people like the folks at the Center for Food Safety or Food Democracy Now, other organizations like that, the Organic Consumers Association, for example, Cornucopia Institute. These are the kinds of organizations, and they're all nonprofits, that are really on the front lines fighting for your health, for your protection, for your freedoms in many ways, because the government won't fight for you. In fact, in most cases, the government is fighting against you. And it's up to these nonprofits and these courageous individuals to stand up with your support and with your help and fight these battles for you. Now, there's not a lot of money to be made in telling the truth about GMOs and about standing up for consumers and challenging the high-profit food industry and the high-profit junk food industry and you know, the pharmaceutical industry. There's not a lot of money to be made in that, frankly. So virtually everyone that is part of this front line fighting against food tyranny or dangerous elements in the food supply, almost everyone has a funding challenge, big time. And these groups, such as the IRT, they are ambitious in their public education endeavors. They're working hard to do things like create documentary films that they can release to the public to help educate people about GMOs, about the dangers of genetically modified elements in the food supply. And that's a very noble cause, and it's something that I feel the need to support, which is exactly why I'm pledging $10,000. And I'm also asking for your support. If you can make a donation to the IRT, it can really go a long way towards helping Jeffrey Smith and the staff there do the job that the FDA refuses to do, which is to protect you from these dangerous ingredients in the food supply. Now, Jeffrey's an ambitious guy. He's a very intelligent guy. He's a great communicator. And he has some plans that can deliver a victory, a real victory for us, where we could get GMOs banned from the food supply. We could end the era of genetically modified seeds. It's actually within reach. We have the ability, even if we don't achieve that, we could achieve the requirement that all GMOs be labeled. So mandatory GMO labeling throughout the food supply would be another type of victory. All of these victories are within reach. They really are, because public opinion is working in our favor on all of these issues. Everybody wants to know whether they're buying foods that are genetically modified. Everybody supports labeling. Well, except those in the industry who don't want you to know the truth about what's in your foods. And when consumers find out that GMO foods are not labeled, well, they're just shocked. They're surprised. They can't believe it. How could that be? That it's not even on the label that these are genetically modified organisms. Well, that's the case right now in America and in many places around the world. The GMOs are not labeled, so consumers are kept in the dark intentionally. It's not by coincidence that they don't want you to know what's in your food. Now, how do we change this? We funnel some funds into the hands of people who have the leverage to accomplish the real changes that are needed, legislative changes as well as consumer behavior changes. And those are people like Jeffrey Smith at the IRT. And that's, again, why I'm pledging $10,000 to help support his efforts. Because the IRT can take that money and they can put it to a good use to educate people using a lot of viral elements, like the song. The song that we've done is a very viral element. And there are others, such as the non-GMO shopping guide, which you can download free from the IRT's website. And word is spreading. It's already spreading. And people are learning and people are sharing this news. And they are teaching their friends and their family members and in some cases their coworkers about GMOs and saying, hey, maybe we shouldn't be eating this stuff. You know, maybe we shouldn't be growing insecticides inside of us. That's not cool. It's not healthy. And it's not something that we wish to experience as food consumers. So your donation can go a long way. It can really make a difference, and it's greatly needed right now. Because again, there's not much money to be generated from telling the truth. I mean, you're not going to get a corporate sponsor. If you write a book about the dangers of GMOs, you think Monsanto is going to sponsor your book? You think DuPont is going to give you a grant, an educational grant? I don't think so. They are against that. They don't want you to know the truth about GMOs, in my opinion. And we are fighting really against the corporate monopoly, greed-driven mindset that is exemplified by companies like Monsanto and DuPont. So if you believe in food safety, if you believe in food democracy, in a sense, and if you would join me in taking a stand against GMOs, please make a tax-deductible contribution to the IRT. And here's how you can do that. Just go to www.naturalnews.com/no-GMO. That's just N-O-G-M-O. And there you'll find a link to a donation page. And you'll see a message from me and a photo of me explaining my pledge of $10,000 and asking for your donation. And on that page, you can choose to make a donation of any amount you want. Now, it's tax deductible. You may wish to check with your accountant to verify that, but it is, because the IRT is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization, so it's a tax-deductible contribution, and I will match your contributions up to a total of $10,000. And with this money, we can help Jeffrey Smith and the IRT do some really amazing work. Now, you may ask, where does that $10,000 come from that we're donating to match your donations? Well, that's from Natural News revenue sources, which include Google AdSense. We have ads running on the article pages. We have sponsors that pay us money to have their ads show up on the site. And we have sales from the Natural News store, where we earn an affiliate fee or commission on the sales of certain products, not all products, but some products. And that enables us to have some positive revenue stream that we like to invest in various things. And this is obviously a very important thing to invest in. And that's why we're putting the money into the hands of the IRT and essentially under the control of Jeffrey Smith to spend in the way that he sees fit to have the greatest impact on banning GMOs and halting the practice of GMOs in the food supply. I think that's a mission worth fighting for, worth funding. And I don't really have a profit model of this whole endeavor. I mean, we don't make any money on the GMO song, of course. That's just out there for your entertainment and education, and hopefully you'll share that and help us spread the word, help us attract more people who might want to consider donating to the IRT so that we can raise a lot more than $20,000. You know, it's amazing. People give money to the cancer industry left and right. You know, the cancer industry will put on a telethon and they'll raise millions, tens of millions of dollars many times. And well, where does that money go? Well, most of the time that money actually goes to fund more mammograms, which emit radiation. And there's a lot of debate now of whether mammograms are actually harming more women than they're helping. They're certainly not curing cancer with that money. They're mostly irradiating women's bodies with that money. And personally, I don't think that's a good way to spend that money. I'd rather spend that money buying vitamin D supplements to prevent cancer in women, just handing out vitamin D supplements to women, especially African-American women who tend to have a much more aggressive form of breast cancer because they're more vitamin D deficient. And you can read more articles about that on Natural News if you're interested to understand why that is the case. Why does dark skin lead to more vitamin D deficiency than light skin? There's a scientific reason behind that. And it has to do with sunlight, by the way. But, you know, people donate so much money to the cancer industry, and it doesn't really prevent cancer. It doesn't cure cancer. Yet, with this battle, with the IRT standing up against GMOs, you can donate even a small amount of money, $25, $50, and it can go a very long way because we are fighting the right fight, which is the fight for food safety, the fight against deception, a fight against people playing God with the food supply and not just risking our health and our lives, but also risking the entire ecosystem. Because we don't know what's going to happen to the crops on our planet when this genetic pollution is allowed to proliferate and escape and potentially impact other crops. For example, for all we know right now, the honeybee collapse situation called colony collapse disorder, you know, where the honeybees are dying off, this may be caused in part by genetically modified crops. Now, we don't know that for sure. I don't have any proof of that, but it's a factor that could be impacting the health of honeybees and destroying these important pollinators. Other factors may also be chemical pesticides, of course, maybe electromagnetic interference, cell phone towers, high voltage power lines. There could be all kinds of other things that are factors, but GM crops could be one of the factors that's destroying the honeybees. The point is, we don't know if genetically modified crops are really safe, because the science hasn't been done. And there has been virtually no testing of the safety of these genetically modified foods on humans. So how do they know they're safe for humans? Well, they don't. The FDA doesn't know. Monsanto doesn't know. I mean, nobody knows. It's a big unknown. So you can't say it's safe. You can't approve it for human consumption if you don't know it's safe, and yet they have approved it. The FDA looks the other way while these GMO foods are in the food supply right now in the form of corn and soybeans. And now sugar comes from genetically modified beets, you know, processed white sugar, which is in all kinds of products. It's also genetically modified. So who is going to get to the bottom of this? Who is going to expose the scientific fraud? Who is going to stand up and tell the truth and say, the emperor has no clothes? It's going to be people like Jeffrey Smith. And it's not going to be your congresswoman or congressman. They're not going to do it because they depend on campaign donations from the very companies that are in the biotech industry that make money off of this scam. So you can't wait around for Washington to solve this problem. They helped create the problem. They're not going to solve it. The real solutions are going to come from dedicated, passionate, creative, intelligent people like Jeffrey Smith. And that's why I think that he deserves your support. And that's why he has my support. And there are many others in the industry I also support, such as Ronnie Cummins at the Organic Consumers Association, many other groups that I support, such as Center for Food Safety, the Cornucopia Institute, and so on. There are many groups. I don't mean to skip over others, but for right now, I'm helping raise money for the IRT so that they can pursue their mission, and I think they're going to be very effective in putting those funds to a good purpose, a highly leveraged purpose that can really turn the tide against Monsanto and against DuPont and against the FDA, and turn the tide so that knowledge and education prevails over ignorance and deception. I mean, we want to talk about the science here. We are the ones who want to say, let's do the studies, let's look at the science, let's have a rigorous, evidence-based conclusion about the safety of GMOs. And it's the biotech companies and the FDA that are saying, no, let's not do any science. Oh my goodness, if we did science, who knows what we might find? And they don't want to find that. They want to just keep you in the dark, keep you ignorant. Don't label the food because you might find out that GMOs are in almost everything. They want to keep you ignorant. They want to keep you stupid. Really, that's what it's about. And I just have to take a stand against ignorance and against pseudo-scientific quackery as performed by these biotech companies. And I have to take a stand against deception and against the harming of people through dangerous food ingredients. Maybe it's something in my genes. Maybe I was genetically modified to actually have ethics. And that separates me from most of the corporations operating in America today, perhaps. In any case, if you have ethics also and you'd like to join me in this effort to help fund a very important organization and a very important individual who can help us win this battle against GMOs, please make a donation today to the Institute for Responsible Technology. You can find that donation page once again at naturalnews.com/no-GMO. Of course, you can also go straight to their website, which is responsibletechnology.org, and you can find a donation page there. You can make a donation directly to them. In fact, even when you use our link, it's still a donation directly to them. It doesn't go through us. We don't like keep a cut or anything like that. No, we're not even dealing with it. Our link just connects straight to them. You're donating to them directly. We don't handle your donation in any way whatsoever. In fact, we're adding to your donation. So if you can help donate $10,000 to the IRT, then I will match it with an additional $10,000 out of the Natural News budget. And we'll raise $20,000 for these folks. And then we'll wait for their next documentary to come out, which ought to be pretty cool. And then we will, of course, show excerpts from that documentary, hopefully, on naturalnews.tv, our video site. And we'll write about it on naturalnews.com, and we'll announce it in the email newsletter. And, you know, we will basically keep supporting this effort until we achieve victory over GMOs in the food supply. You know, we're not going to stop until the GMOs are banned, basically. And we can achieve that. And it's time that we all stood up and did our part in achieving that important goal for the safety of not just our children, but our entire planet. It's us we're saving here. So it's worth every dollar. So thank you for your donation, if you're making one. And if you're not making a donation, thank you for listening anyway. And please help share the song and share links to the song and the video, because you can help get the word out. And other people may donate because they heard about it through you. And that's another way to help. And I appreciate that help. And so does Jeffrey Smith, no doubt. And lastly, I just want to say thank you. It's very much a personal mission of mine to be part of positive change in our world. And I feel really honored to be able to produce these kinds of songs and music and videos and what I call edutainment, which is educational entertainment. It's something that I feel passionate about, and I really enjoy doing this for you and putting this out there into the world and getting a lot of positive feedback, a lot of smiles from people all around who love what we're doing and who support what we're doing. And I'm really happy to do this. And so I couldn't do it without your support. It is your readership of naturalnews.com that provides us with the funding that we need to keep our operations going and have a little extra to donate around from time to time as well. We did this song and this music video on the cheap for sure. I don't think I spent a dime out of pocket to do it, except maybe licensing some of the video clips. That's about it. Everything else we just did for $0. And, you know, sometimes you just got to work with what you have, and that's what we're good at Natural News. We try to create something that you will enjoy, that will be educational and entertaining without spending a fortune doing it. And so I hope you enjoy it. Once again, thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for naturalnews.com. Enjoy the song and take care. Profits they show, all those GMOs, seeds that they sow, gonna hurt us, we know, told them to go, say GMO, no.